Another option for generating structures using the real space is to generate a network. An example of this is shown as connect dots in 3D. If we have, say, 50 points randomly generated in the volume, three connections per point, we can either generate these as a Sobel sequence, which is pseudo-random, or completely random. And that connects the dots, and we get sort of a pseudo-network. You want to be careful with this because it's not a complete network. The boundary conditions are not periodic. So in fact, the size of your box limits the size of your structure. So your structure in this case, the overall size of the box, the overall cube edge is 640 angstroms. So this will essentially show up as an artifact in the Fourier transform as the overall size of the object. But in this case, it's a very sort of loose network in this case. So it essentially just looks like a cylindrical form factor sort of structure. As this would become more concentrated and there'd be more interconnections, the structure would change. You can also use the real space functions as fit functions. And if you can also, with looking at the help file, be able to plot multiple cylinders, each with different positions, radius, heights, and different rotations. For information about how to use this, please look at the help file, and also for information about how to use the real space functions as fit functions. Again, this is a more complex operation. Please look at the help file.